Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish. In today's episode, we debate the delights of our favorite savory and sweet treats, everything from buttercream frosting to octopus balls called takoyaki, along with some food fail stories. Let's listen in.
Konnichiwa. Lostjapa koto Lost in Japanglish へようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが日頃体験する文化や言語の奇妙な違いについて語り合うゆるトークを除くポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界でまぜこぜバイリンガル形式で話しています。今日のエピソードではスイーツや美味しいものについての会話を覗いてみましょう。ケーキのクリームやたこ焼き、食べ物についてまつわる失敗談まで、お腹が空いてくるほどいろいろです。
That's so cute. Okay. Yeah, I mean, street food in general, right? Like, it's amazing. I think wherever you go, but, like, 日本だとお団子とか、すごい和風の焼きそば、お好み焼きとか、たこ焼き、Oh my god, たこ焼き is my favorite.
そのどこでたこ焼きが好きになったのかっていうのもどっかで聞こうと思ってたんだけどね。It's like, why is it たこ焼きなのかなっていうの
ね、I know, it's so yummy. I love it. I can eat it all day.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's all stuff I can't have. You know, it's like, I think there's gluten, there's egg.Actually, I don't know if there's any dairy in it.
Dairy は入ってない。
Yeah, but there's definitely an egg. I feel like Japanese food doesn't have a lot of dairy, typically.
そう。
Or cheese, you know, like cheese and stuff.
そう、チーズとかな。うちのお父さん大嫌いだもん。チーズとか、クリームとか。
うちのお父さんもダメ。Like, すごい和食だよね。ご飯、お味噌汁、おかず。
ちーちゃんってさ、ちーちゃんの家もそうだった？ご飯と味噌汁？
Yeah, because my dad's super うるさい.
Okay.
I mean, not as much as your dad, though. I mean, your dad kind of takes it to a different level. And your mom with all her, like, 小皿のクッキング。
だんだんね、向こうの生活ずっとなってくると、そういうわけにはいかないよ。と思うけどね。
But I think it was like, you know, my dad's always liked ご飯と味噌汁とおかずって感じだったんだけど、You know, my mom, and even your mom too, to an extent, like that generation of women, I think they're more like, こうヨーロッパっぽいものが憧れ。
そう。
I was like, サンドイッチがいい、パスタがいい。You know, and it was more like, oh, it's fancy, not because it's American. You know what I mean? Like,
そう、わかるわかる。
I think in her mind, that's how it was considered. And like, ご飯が普通。And then, パスタとおしゃれ。You know, like, I think that's kind of like where my mom always wanted pasta and sandwiches. And my dad's like, ご飯、you know, and they were always kind of like.
こう、うちも完全にそうだって。うちお母さんパン大好きだからね。
Yeah, my mom too. Like, my mom really likes 食パン、日本の食パン。それが好きなんだよね。
そう、パンも違うよね。
Yeah,
like,
パンは全然違う。
なんだろうね。Like, アメリカ行くとさ、パンの種類がいっぱいあるじゃん。
Yeah.
食パンの種類が。Like, ウィートだったり、なんだかなんだかみたいな。茶色いのとか、そう。あれがね、懐かしい。
Wheat, regular...
So,
but like when we go to Japan, my tan goes crazy with the meron pan, kare pan, yakisoba pan. Like she goes crazy with that every time. And she like buys a whole bunch of them. And like she tried to make meron pan. It did not turn out well.
Oh, really? Like I, Yakko の友達でもアメリカとか、まあ、海外に引っ越しちゃった人ってみんな海外でメロンパン作ってる。Like they somehow figure it out.
Meron pan's super hard to make.
I don't even know what's in it.
It's super complicated. There's like multiple like crazy steps. And so my sister was showing me the recipe that she was using. I was like, oh, this isn't going to turn out well. And she's like, no, it didn't. She's like, this was not good at all.
あ、そんな大変なんだ。
Yeah, like it's super complicated. Like, you know, the crispy outside, like that's cooked separately than like the inside. It's like super, there's so many steps to it. Like, Nihonno baking is super complicated.
Well, everything is complicated. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, but like, my mom, you know, like we always like Nihonno keiki oishii. And then, you know, but like my mom would never make it because she's like, it's too mendokusai. She's like, yeah, but, you know, she wouldn't make it.
なるほどね。それは違うのかな。まあ食材は違うんだろうね。食材が手に入る入らないっていうのがあるのかなって感じはする。Like, こう、I crave for the American cakes, even though I didn't like it that much. こう、
yeah.
特にフロスティングが全部ついてる方とかちょっとあんまり好きじゃなかったけど、でも今は食べたいってなっちゃうもん。
It's such a different palate, you know. I think Nihon no keiki te kikko, it's really not that sweet, and it's like light, you know. And the namakurimu, as opposed to frosting, it's like totally different. Like the buttercream frosting, which is like butter and sugar and just, yeah, grossness. And I feel like the cakes are really dense, you know. They're really heavy. It's so not the same thing as Japanese cakes.
お菓子に、ケーキだけでもいいけど、お菓子について話したいね。
Yeah, 和菓子。Oh my god.
和菓子。
I dream of 和菓子。
和菓子はね、ヤコもハマったね。日本に帰ってきて、It's like, I'm at every 和菓子 store. いまだにそうだ。
I know, because it's so good, and it's so beautiful, and it's so yummy, and it's like, oh, I miss it.
あの、巣鴨で行ったところ、あれ、いいとこだったね。あの、ちいちゃん和菓子のやつ。
Yeah.
ちゃんとだ。あれは、ああやって食べるって、日本人でもめったにないと思う。
Really?
Yeah. It's like...、Yeah.結構ね、デパートで買って家で食べるはあると思うんだけど、お店で、なんかあんみつとかは食べるけど、そういう和菓子みたいなのは、お茶やるとき、やるときぐらいしかないんじゃないかな。
Yeah, I love it. I think because my parents, my mom really likes amanatto, and my dad really likes yokan. And then, you know, like we all kind of have our thing that we like, you know. Like I love anything that's made out of kuri.
栗きんとん。
そうそうそう、そういうのとか。
あ、とかそういうのが。
栗が入ってるのが好き。Yeah. Like, I have my things. You know, it's like everyone's got their thing.
モンブランは
食べたことある。Yeah, like I like it. Yeah.
アメリカにあるモンブランって。
ないないない。
ないよね。
No, it's like we have to make everything here if we want to have it.宇和島へ行けば少しあるって感じ。Yeah, but like, お正月に I made 栗きんとん myself. Because I was like, I want this!
あれって瓶詰めだから、瓶詰めだから送れるよね。
Yeah, like you just buy like the can. Yeah, the can we bought that. And, I mean, mine turned out a little bit on the soggy side, so I have to improve.
やこでも、あのモンブラン事件の話したことあるっけ、日本に帰ってきて、その日本に帰ってきてからの事件がいっぱいあって、お友達に行ったモンブランが出てきたんだよ。でやっこ麺類が大好きだからさ、そうめんとか買ったなと思って、やったーと思って食べたらぐちゃってなるからさIt was shocking.
That's hilarious.
Well, there's like so many shocking mistakes, like the toilet mistakes and
just the funny things you have to learn the hard way.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode and invite you to subscribe to our podcast. If you're looking to take your conversational language and cultural understanding to the next level, we invite you to join the Lost in Japanglish Academy over at japanglishacademy.com, where you'll get our in-depth study kit for each podcast episode, including the transcripts, study guides, and bonus content. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。 今日の会話のテキストは学習用プラットフォームロスジェパアカデミーでぜひチェックしてみてください。テキスト以外にも日常会話やビジネスシーンで使えるフレーズ集など英会話の上達や異文化理解に役立つ情報が満載ですのでロスジャパのウェブサイトからアクセスしてください。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それでは来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。